Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The NBA is back, starting with a doubleheader inside its bubble at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Last night, the Jazz defeated the Pelicans 106-104, and the Lakers came back from an 11-point deficit to top the Clippers 103-101. In NBA news, Tom Thibodeau is back in New York as the Knicks' new coach. The 62-year-old Thibodeau is 352-246 in 8 seasons coaching Chicago and Minnesota. He was coach of the year in his first season with the Bulls in 2011. He was an assistant to Jeff Van Gundy when the Knicks reached the 1999 NBA Finals. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Aaron Judge slammed a 3-run homer in the 9th inning to lift New York past the Orioles 8-6. Also, the Red Sox doubled up the Mets 4-2, and the Nationals down the Blue Jays 6-4. This weekend's 3-game series between the Phillies and Blue Jays has been postponed in an abundance of caution following a recent COVID-19 outbreak amongst the Marlins in Philadelphia's visiting clubhouse at Citizens Bank Park. In NFL news, the Bills are the first team in the league to send their rookies home and hold training camp remotely after 2 more players tested positive for COVID-19. Defensive backs Saran Neal and Dane Jackson both tested positive, upping the team's total to 5 since rookies reported on July 21st. The Bills did not provide a timeline as to how long rookies would continue working remotely. In Major League Soccer yesterday, the Philadelphia Union reached the semifinals of the MLS's back tournament by besting Sporting Kansas City 3-1. And at Saratoga Race Course, 4-year-old Funny Guy took the $85,000 John Morrissey with a time of 1 minute 22.08 seconds. Today's lineup includes the $100,000 Coronation Cup. Tomorrow is the 93rd running of the $750,000 Whitney Stakes. Other Grade 1 races tomorrow include the $500,000 Personal Ensign and the $300,000 H. Allen Jenkins Memorial. I'm Jesse King.